we're winding down the Halachos of Shomrim, and tonight's case is what happens when the Sheva ends. And the case that I sent on the email was that Reuven borrowed his neighbor's lawnmower, and he finished mowing the lawn, and when he finished, the lawnmower got stolen before he had a chance to return it. Right, that was the case we talked about. So the question is he still a shoel? What kind of shomer is he at that point where he's finished using for what he borrowed it, but it's still in his possession? What is he at that point? The case, the Mishpat Shlomo has a similar case. He has maybe it's a little clearer to have in our mind. Reuven borrowed a book from Shimon, or a sefer from Shimon, to read it. See, a sefer, it's hard. Usually you don't read a sefer one time, but if it's a book, a biography, he wanted to borrow a Tolda sefer. He wanted to read through the Tolda, so he wanted to borrow a newspaper, a kosher newspaper, to read through. And when he finished reading it, before he had a chance to return it, it got stolen. It got burnt in a fire. So is he responsible? He was no longer using it. Is he still called a shoel when he is no longer using it? That's really the question.
Well, then from the time you take it to the time you return it.
Right.
Another approach.
Right. So I think those are the two possibilities, I think, very well stated there. One is that if I borrow the lawnmower, I am a borrower until I return it. So I didn't finish mowing the lawn, but it's still in my possession. I forgot to mow one corner, so I didn't return it yet, so I'm still borrowing it. Not every second I'm using it am I considered a borrower. If I went in the middle and took a drink, even though I wasn't actually pushing it at that moment, or even though I put the book down and I wasn't reading it at that moment, then something happened, I'm still a borrower, and maybe I'm a shoel until I actually return it. Or do we say it's like this case of the woman, that as long as I was planning on using it, I am a shoel. When I finish using it, I'm no longer borrowing it, and I become downgraded in my responsibilities, liabilities. So let's see what the Gemara says. So we start with the Mishnah in Bava Metzia, Tzadi Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara is really on Daf Pei, but it brings this Mishnah from Tzadi Ches. The Mishnah says like this: Hashoel es hapara. If someone borrows a cow, v'shil cholo. Now, if he wanted to borrow it, and the owner sent it to him, biad beno, biad avdo, biad shlucho, to his son, or the his eved, or his shliach, or biad beno, biad avdo, biad shlucho, shoel, or not through his own son, but through the borrower's, the shoel's son, or slave, or shliach, who may son, the cow died before it reached the shoel, potter. The shoel is parted because he didn't have any use of it. He wasn't a shoel yet. But Amar la shoel. But if the shoel told the owner, Shalchali biad bini biad avdi biad shluchi, send it to my son, my eved, my shliach. Right? The first case, it wasn't a real shliach. He meant someone that he usually uses as a shliach. But here, if the shoel said, send it to my through my son, my eved, or my shliach, or biad bincha biad avdcha biad shluchacha, or through your son, your eved, or your shliach, Oshamelo Hamashil, or the mashil told him, you want to borrow my cow, Hareinim Eshalcha Loch, I'm going to send it to you by Bini Biad Avdi Biad Shluchi, through my son, my eved, my shliach, oh Biad Vincha Biad Avdcha Biad Shluchacha, or I'm going to send it through your son, or eved, or shliach, Vamelo Ashoa Shalach, and the Shoel said, okay, Vishilchani sent it. Right, so over here, there was a shliach in place. Umesa, and the cow died before it reached the shoel's possession. Chayev, then the shoel is chayev. Because in this case, where there's a shliach, as soon as the cow enters the domain of the shliach, he is now the borrower. He is now a shoel. So if it dies, even though it's an onus, you can't stop it from dying, but a shoel is chayev for an onus. Right, that's what the first part of the Mishnah says. The Mishnah concludes, and that's the part that concerns us, V'chein b'shah shemachzira. The same halachas apply when he's returning it. If he's a shoel, and he sends it back to the owner on his own, without having a shliach appointed by the owner, by the lender, and it dies on the way back, he remains a shoel because it has never entered back to the possession of the owner, of the lender. But if the owner had said, send it back through my son, where he said, I want you to do that, to make it through my shliach, and then you give it over to that hands of the owner, shliach, whoever it may be, so then at that point you've now dissolved your responsibility as a shoel, and you won't be chayiv anymore. So the Mishnah says, the part that's nogeya us, that if you borrow something, you're responsible for it until it ends up in the hands of the owner or his shliach, or the person that he appointed as his shliach. But that's what the Mishnah says. Now the Gemara says it's not so pashut. Amar Rafram Bar Papa Amar Rav Chisda. Rafram Bar Papa is the Gemara on Daf Pei Yomid Beis. Rafram Bar Papa said, Lo Shano Ela Sheher Zira B'Sanach Yimei Shalos. So this is only talking where he had asked to borrow it for a month, and he was returning it early. He finished with it early, and he didn't want it, so now he's sending it back. So in that point in time, he is a shoel until it actually ends up in the possession of the owner. But if he said, can I borrow it for 2 weeks, and now the 2 weeks is up, and something happens to it, he's potter even if he didn't even send it back. He said, can I borrow the lawnmower for 2 weeks, and the 2 weeks is now up, he hasn't had a chance to return it yet, it's sitting in his yard, and it dies, so he's potter because that's an onus, and he is no longer a shoel. He said, I'm going to borrow for 2 weeks. The 2 weeks is up. I'm not a borrower anymore. The Gemara has a shaila, though. What is he responsible for at this point in time? Right, the 2 weeks is up now. Like we said last week, you're borrowing a house. There should be some implicit understanding that even if you're not using every single part in the house, you're not allowed to leave the door wide open and have someone come in and steal it. We said you're a shomer chinam on the rest of the items in the house, even those that you're not borrowing. So what are you over here? When you borrow the cow for 2 weeks, what happens, what are you when those 2 weeks are up? So Yibayu, the Gemara has a shayla on Daf Peyalev. Potter mi shoel v'chayev k'shomer sachar. Do we say he's no longer a shoel, but he is now a shomer sachar? Oh, Dilmar, maybe shomer sachar nami lohav. He's not even a shomer sachar. He'll only be a shomer chinam. He'll be chayev only for negligence, but not for theft or aveda. So Amar Amemer, so Amemer says, Mistabra Pater Mishoel V'chayiv K'shomer Sachar. It's Mistabra to say that when he's no longer a Shoel, but he remains at least a Shomer Sachar. What's he getting paid for? At this point in time, he's not getting paid. He's just watching this cow until he returns it. But he's a Shomer Sachar, Hol V'nehene. Since he had the benefit of use of this cow for 2 weeks, Mahana Hava. He becomes someone who wants to provide the benefit. It's just fair, it's maybe a Tachanas Chachanim, that if you borrow something and you had benefit from it, so you remain a Shomer Sachar even though the term of the She'ela is up. So in that case, if the cow dies, so then he won't be Chayiv, because that's something. How can you stop a cow from dying? But if the cow gets stolen or lost, so then he will be Chayiv as a Shomer Sachar, and certainly if he's negligent and it leaves the door open and it runs out, he'll certainly be chayiv for that. And this is Pasuk in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Mem Gimel, Sefar HaShoel Chepetz, or Kol Davar Lizman. If someone borrows an object or anything, any other thing, for a Chepetz is an inanimate object, Kol Davar, even an animal, Lizman, for a certain amount of time, Miyad Kisha Yichla Hazman, immediately when the time, that term of borrowing has concluded, Chozer Hadavar HaShol L'Shuz HaMashil, the borrowed item reverts back to the responsibility of the owner, L'Hipater HaShoel Me'onsim, so that if the borrower is still holding it and something happens to it, unavoidable, like it dies, the animal dies, he's Pater Afilu Adayim Bibay, so even though it's still in his house, he hasn't returned it yet. I said I'm going to borrow the cow for 2 weeks. The 2 weeks is up. Even though it dies in my house, I haven't made any effort to return it yet, I am not going to be Chayiv because the term of borrowing is up and I am not getting any use of it anymore. as the Shulchan Aruch concludes, like we saw in the Gemara, Mikama kam chayim hu beginneva ve'aveda, but he'll still be responsible for his death or any loss, kidin shama sachar, as a paid worker, because since he had that benefit during the term of the usage, so he has that akar zatov, whatever this bar is, to at least be responsible for a theft or a loss that he could have avoided after that time until it reaches the hands of the owner. And that's Paskin the Shulchan Aruch. Now, the Sirei Chaim I have on the sheet has an interesting ha'ara. Tisrikoshim brings it down. Not the sons of the Rei Chaim, the Arava the Rei Chaim. He says, suppose you borrowed, you asked someone to borrow the cow to plow your field. Or you, let's say our case, you borrowed the lawnmower to mow your lawn, and it rained, and you weren't able to mow the lawn. And the lawnmower got stolen at gunpoint. That's an unavoidable accident, right, that only a borrower is chayiv on. Right? There's no way you could stop someone coming at it with a gun, or it caught on fire somehow, something completely unavoidable. Are you going to be chayiv as a shoel? Are you considered a borrower? You didn't use it, right? You wanted to, but it rained, you couldn't, or you just decided not to. Are you considered a shoel? So the halacha, he says this is a darei kasha, it's obvious that you're still going to be responsible. I, the owner, gave it to you to use. And when you borrow something without having to pay for it, the assumption is you're going to be responsible for anything that happens to it, even if it's something unavoidable, like a fire, a theft at gunpoint. You couldn't stop it, but you're getting free use of it. So if you decide not to use it, that's not going to decrease your responsibility as a shoel. Right? So you certainly will be liable for anything that happens during the time that you're planning on using it. But what happens after those 2 weeks are up? You decided not to use the lawnmower for those 2 weeks. You said, can I borrow it for 2 hours? Can I borrow your lawnmower for 2 hours? And so any time during those 2 hours, you are a borrower, and if anything happens to it, you're chayiv, even if you're not using it, even if you decided not to use it. Now, what happens after the 2 hours are up? Right, so here we have learned from the Gemara that any time you borrow something, when the term of the borrowing is up, you remain at least a shomer sachar, since you had the pleasure of the benefit of using the person's property for free, you accept upon yourself the responsibility to pay for a theft or loss. So the Divrei Chaim says, in this case where you ended up not using it all, you had no benefit at all from the lawnmower, you decided not to use it. So in that case, of course, during the 2 hours that you were planning on using it, and you had borrowed it for your chayiv as a regular shoel, but when those 2 hours are up, we don't say the svara, well, since you had benefit, you are willing to take responsibility to pay geneva avei, because you didn't have any benefit of it. But you ended up not using it. So that's the chiddush he says, because Nechoshen brings it, la'alacha, and I think it makes sense that it's a chiddush to say that you should be chayiv afterwards. Like you said, you said that a shomer sachar is I'm having benefit while I'm watching. I'm getting paid to watch it. Here the benefit I had was prior to my term as a shomer sachar. Because I had benefit for those 2 hours, or those 2 weeks with the cow, or the 2 days with the car, or the day with the book, all these different times I had that benefit, so now that the time's up, I have such a car as I tell, I'm willing to be meshabed myself, to take the responsibility to be responsible for a theft. But if I ended up not using it, so you don't have that trigger to make me into a shomer sachar, to make me responsible for that theft, and the only thing I'll be liable for is for negligence for pshia as a shomer chinam. I certainly have to be something. I can't just let it out in the street because I decided not to use the lawnmower, so I'll just leave it out and let someone steal it as a pshia. You can't do that. But for gneiv of aveda, you won't be a shomer sachar. That's what he holds. The Yunin B'Mishpat, which a lot of this year is taken from, he says, it's a new sefer that just came out, he says that also it seems obvious to him that this is even talking where you didn't tell the owner that you're finished with it. Since in the beginning you said, I'm borrowing it for 2 hours, or I'm borrowing the book for a day, the car for a week, the cow for 2 weeks. You said what the term was, so when that term is finished, you automatically lose your status as a borrower, because the original deal was, I want to be a shoel for these 2 weeks, these 2 hours, and that's it. So you don't have to tell them that you know, my time's up, I'm finished with it. At that time, you're no longer a shoel. So that's, I think, simple. That's the case where you borrow something for a certain amount of time. So during that time, you are a shoel, a borrower, no matter what. When the time ends, you are downgraded to be only a shomer sachar. You will not be responsible for unavoidable accidents. You will be responsible only for theft and for loss. And if for some reason you had chosen not to use that object during those 2 hours, during your term as a borrower, so then you're not even a shomer sachar. Then you'll just be responsible for negligence. So that's easy, right? We have two other cases we need to get to. The second case is, suppose you were using the lawnmower. You borrowed the lawnmower and you wanted to use it, kind of borrow your lawnmower for 2 hours, and it broke down in the middle. Either it was Mesa Machas Malacha, or even if you were a Poshea, you ran it over a rock and you messed up the blade. And you're going to have to pay for it. You're going to have to pay to fix it. But you have a $500 lawnmower, and you ran it over some rocks that are going to cost $100 to repair, so you have to give the owner the $100. But right now, you can't use it anymore. And what happened then was it got stolen. Right? What are you then? Right? What are you then? Well, so there's a Gemara on that also. There's a Gemara, and now it gets a little bit more complicated. It's not more complicated, it's just there's two opinions here. What we said until now, everyone agrees with. And now we're going to get to some controversy. The Gemara is really just aside, it doesn't really talk directly about this, but that's what the Rishonim go in. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, Zavsadi Vav, on the base, talks about a person, how gavra the shoel narga mechavre. It's the bottom of the handout. The person borrowed an axe from his friend, with isbar, and it broke, through pshia, he has to pay. Also lakami, the rav, so he came, and the issue in the Gemara is, how do you have to pay when you were negligent? Can you say, look, the axe was worth $100, now it's broken, it's worth $20, here's your broken axe, I'll give you $80 to make up the difference. Or does it say, I don't want a broken axe, just give me a new axe to replace the axe I gave you. So, also the coming to Rav, he came in front of Rav, and normally Rav said, Zil Shalini Nar Gamalya, go pay him a good new axe. Normally Rav Kana Ravasi, the Rav, Rav Kana Ravasi said, Dina Hochi, is that so? Why do you have to do that? Give him, he owns the axe. So give him the axe, whatever, the parts, whatever they're worth now, is worth $20, and just pay him the difference. Why should you have to pay him a new axe, a $100 axe? The Shasik Rav, and Rav was quiet. By the way, you don't have to give him a brand new one. Right? If his axe was 5 years old, you could replace it with a 5 year old axe. You don't have to give him something more than it was worth. We're saying that the 5 year old axe was worth $100. Now it's worth $20 in parts. And you go to the used store and buy him one for $100 according to Rav, according to Rav Kana and Rav Asi. You don't even have to do that. Here's your broken lawnmower. It's worth $20 now, and I'll give you the cash to get up to the value of what it was worth until beforehand. The Gemara concludes, Hilchas of Rav Kana and Rav Asi, the halacha is like this second shita, that you don't have to replace it. You don't have to hold on to the broken pieces.
In the case of the axe.
Right. Okay. You give him the broken axe, give him the broken pieces, and fill in the difference. Okay, now the Rishonim talk about what happens in the meantime if the broken pieces got stolen. Right, the Gemara concluded that the owner still owns the broken pieces, and that's his property now, and you just have to pay him the difference in value. What happens if they get stolen at this point in time? Right? What are you? What happens if they get stolen? What happens if they get unavoidably lost through an armed robbery or through a fire or something that you couldn't prevent? What are you? Are you a borrower still? Are you still a shoel on the pieces? You borrowed the axe. Are you considered a shoel on the pieces? Or are you considered some other type of shomer? Or are you considered nothing? Right? That's the shaila the Rishonim deal with. So the Nemuka Yosef on that Gemara brings from the Ramban that you remain, and this is the way the Poskim understand them, you remain a shoel. You said you were going to borrow the axe for 2 weeks. So what? Now it's broken. You can't use it anymore. But you still are a borrower, and you're responsible as a shoel. And if anything happens to it, even an onus, you're still going to be responsible to pay because you borrowed it. This is within the term of the borrowing, and you're responsible for it as if it had not broken.
However, if you call up the owner and you tell him, your axe is broken, come pick it up, I can't use it anymore. So in that case, the Rashba says that it's like a case where the term of the Sheila has ended. But just like we said, when the 2 weeks is up, you are downgraded to be a Shomer Sofer. So here also, by calling the owner and telling him, the thing broke, I can't use it anymore, so now you are no longer a borrower. It's like your term has finished, in which case, since you had the benefit of using it, the amount of time that you used it, even though you couldn't finish the job, but you had some benefit from it, so in that case, you remain a Shomer Sofer. So if it gets stolen or lost, you won't be... You'll be chayiv for it. But if there's an onus, if it's something that's unavoidable, something that you couldn't prevent from happening, an armed robber or a fire, something that you couldn't prevent, so that you would not be chayiv on. Another case would be you borrow a car and the car breaks down, so you can't use it anymore in the middle, so if someone hits it, blindsides it in front, park in front of your house, we said before that would normally be an onus that you'd be chayiv on if it was still in working condition. Or you borrow the car and it's parked, you're a shoel. If someone hits it, you're responsible. But over here, since it broke down and it's parked in broken condition, you can't use it anymore, you no longer are a shoel. You've now been downgraded to a shomer sofer. You will be responsible to get stolen or lost, even through no negligence of your own, but you will not be responsible on something that's unavoidable, like an armed robber or a fire or something that can't be stopped. That's what the Beis Yosef brings from the Nevi Yosef from the Rishonim. However, when it gets to the Shulchan Aruch of the Ramah in Simon Shin Dalet Mem, he says it a little bit differently. The Ramah says that in this case, where the whatever you borrowed, that object broke in the middle. So the Ramah says, if the pieces got stolen or lost, you're chayiv. Unless you tell the owner, pick it up, it's broken. Right? So the Ramah, the way most of the postmen understand it, is saying, the minute it breaks, you are no longer a borrower anymore. You're only chayiv for if it gets stolen or lost. He didn't say if it's nensu, if it was unavoidably lost, you're chayiv. He just said if it gets stolen, something that could be avoided. You're not a negligent, but something could be avoided. So in that place, in that case, he says, you're chayiv. And if you tell the owner, it broke, I don't need it anymore, so at that point, you're not even chayiv for a genev of a veid, you're not even chayiv for a theft. What are you chayiv for? Are you chayiv for anything? So the Gra, the Nesivas, they both say that you become a shomer chinam. You're responsible for negligence at that point. Because those... You're not responsible for anything at that point. You're not a Sherman anymore. The axe broke, the lawnmower broke, you caught up and said, your lawnmower is broken, I can't use it anymore. So now it's the owner's job to come get it. Now some folks can say you have to give him at least time to come and get it, and if he doesn't get it, that's his, then it's his fault. But if he didn't have time to get it, so then maybe you still have some responsibility. But leaving that aside, if you call him and say, it's broken, I can't use it anymore, come pick it up, and you had not made yourself responsible to return it to his house, that wasn't part of the deal. So at that point in time, according to, I think, most of the Ksos and the Gra, you are only liable for negligence. According to Ksos, you wouldn't even be fired for negligence. I think he's a Das Yach in that, because the Sma goes even one step further. He says, he amends the Ramah, he's Magia the Ramah, and says, well, how can the Ramah say that just by the fact that it broke, you're downgraded to become Shomer Socher, you're no longer a borrower? The Ramban and the Rashba said that you remain a Shoel until you tell him to pick it up. So he changes the girsa of the Ramah, and he passes the Maisa that if it gets stolen, you're chayiv, and even if it's something unowned, something that's unavoidable, you'll be chayiv, because since your term of borrowing has not ended, it's not like the first case we discussed. Here it's still within the term. The fact that it broke doesn't make you not a shoel anymore, and you're going to be responsible for anything that happens. And when you call him up and say, look, it broke, pick it up, so at that point your term of she'ela has ended, and then you're downgraded to be a shomer sofer. The Nesivas agrees with the first part of the Sma. He holds that just the fact that it breaks does not remove your responsibility as a borrower. But he says if you call up and say that you're broke, pick it up. So at that point in time, you become downgraded to be a Shomer Chinam, you're not a Shomer Tzach. He like takes a little bit of both opinions. So just summarizing, we'll summarize with the case with the lawnmower. If you say, I need a lawnmower for 2 hours, that's the term, it breaks after the first hour. So at that point, what are you? It's a machlokus. If it gets stolen at gunpoint, something that you cannot avoid, according to the Sma and the Nesivas, you will be liable to pay for it because you are still considered a full-fledged borrower at that time, because it's within the 2 hours. The fact that you can't use it doesn't mean anything. According to the Gra, the Ketos, the simple reading of the Ramah, the fact that it breaks ends your term as being a borrower. You are now only a Shomer Sofer, so for something unavoidable that happens, you will not be a Chayiv. But if it's a simple theft, you left a theft or a loss, something that could have been avoided, even though it was a negligence, it was, you know, someone stole it and you didn't overpower it, and, you know, you could have. So in that case, you will be responsible according to everyone. And certainly if you were negligent, you will be responsible according to everyone. If in that hour you called up the owner and said, your lawnmower broke, pick it up, I can't use it anymore. So then we have a three-way machlokas. According to the Sma, even though you told him to pick it up, you remain a Shomer Socher at least, because that's when your term of borrowing ends, and when you end your term of borrowing, so you are downgraded to be a Shomer Socher. But according to the Gra, the Nesivas, and the simple reading of the Ramah, you already were downgraded from being a borrower the moment it broke. When you say pick up your item, so then you're further downgraded from being a Shomer Socher to being only a Shomer Chinam. You only will be responsible for pure negligence, that you left it outside and it rained and it got all rusted to be unusable, so then you'll be responsible to pay the difference of whatever was, anyway, we're talking was broken. You'll be responsible to pay that difference in value, whatever whatever that it was still worth at that time. And according to the Ketzos, even if you were negligent, you left it out in the rain and now it's completely worthless, you'll only be responsible for that first breakage that you were responsible for, but this additional one you won't be, because you're not a Shomer at all. Now we're ready to get back to the case that we really advertised, and I think that's a more likely case, a more common case. And that is, I asked to borrow the lawn, to kind of borrow your lawn or to mow my lawn, and you don't say how long it's going to be. Can I borrow your book to read it? And you don't say, at the time it's going to take me, you know, 7 hours to read. And he said, can I borrow your book? And when I'm finished, I'll give it back. Right? What's halacha then? You borrowed it, and now you've finished. You finished reading, nothing broke, not like the last case. You finished reading the book, and you finished mowing the lawn, and then something happens to the lawnmower or to the book. The computer, can I borrow your computer to write my report? And now you finished. What are you now? So this Mishpat Shlomo, the Yunim, the Mishpat, these contemporary Svarim say, it's the same halacha as the second case. Right, they say, if it broke in the middle, that's the same thing as saying, in both these cases, your effective use of the item has ended. In the first case, it's because it broke. In this case, it's because you finished reading it. The lawn is mowed, the field is plowed, the case they talk about. But unlike the very first case we spoke about, the owner doesn't know that you finished. Right? If you said, I need to borrow it for 2 hours, 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, at the end of those 2 hours, 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, the owner knows it's this person's no longer borrowing it, and he better come and pick it up and take care of it. But in this case we're talking about now, the owner now doesn't know how long it's going to take to mow the lawn, or to do your errands with the car that he borrows, or to read the book. He doesn't know how long it's going to be. So it's just like the case where it broke in the middle. So based on the logic we just said, it will depend on the same machlokas. You finish reading the book, And he doesn't know, the owner doesn't know you finished reading the book. He doesn't know you finished mowing the lawn. So according to the Nemuki Yosef, the Sma, you remain a full-fledged borrower. You'll be responsible for anything that happens because you're a Shoel. According to all those others, you are now downgraded. You finish reading it, so you're no longer a borrower. You have become downgraded to be a Shomer Sachar. If you call him up and say, I finished the book, I finished mowing my lawn, you could pick it up now. So then, the Shaila is, how far are you downgraded? According to the Sma, you're now downgraded to be a Shomer Sachar. According to the Nesivas Degra, you're downgraded to be a Shomer Chinam. According to Iksos, you're even... not even Shomer Chinam, you're even punished for negligence. That's what we would say, and that's what these contemporaries do say. I mean, interestingly enough, though, the Poskim don't seem to do that. The Poskim say a Svara to make even more chai than that in the previous case. The Nesivas, that's Lashita. So he says, the Nesivas says that only if the owner knew how much time if the person was going to use it for, then the responsibility becomes downgraded. But if he says, I just want to plow my field, so the Nesiva says, you remain a full-fledged Shoel until you let him know that you're finished with it, or until you call him up to say, pick it up, because he has no way of knowing. Just a simple svara that the owner has no way of knowing, so he's going to be chayiv. The Machna Ephraim makes it a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, he brings a Rashi that says, in this Gemara Peyalev, Rashi says, Gabi Shoel Nami, by a borrower also, Kolsa Shemira She'ela, his responsibility of watching that borrowed object concludes, Midi Yodu HaBarum Shekolimi HaShayla, when the owners realize that the use of it has finished. Right, so Rashi says that the owner has to know for it to be finished. The Divrei Chaim also says, he says a Svara, he says, why are you normally downgraded when the term is finished, when you have 2 weeks, and now the 2 weeks is up, why are you no longer a borrower? Because the owner knows he should come and pick it up now. It's the time is finished, or he should call up and demand that it be returned. He should at least make arrangements to get it back, and he fails to do so. So that's his problem. But where he had no way of knowing that the borrower was finished using it, so you can't make him responsible. It makes sense to say that that person should remain a shoel, and that logic could be used with the same thing when it broke. Right? If I have no reason to know that it broke, I think there might be a little bit difference, but these folks can say it's the same, and I hear what they're saying. So to conclude, we have three different types of cases. You borrowed the lawnmower. So if you borrowed the lawnmower and you said how long it's going to be for, you said it's going to be for 2 weeks, so anything that happens during those 2 weeks, you're responsible for, even if you're not using it, even if you didn't use it, you decided not to use it. You are a shoel, you're responsible for anything that happens unless it just breaks while you use mesa machlos melacha, so then you're pater, you're chayiv during those 2 weeks. After the 2 weeks is up, then you're downgraded to be a shomer sachar. Since you had the benefit for those 2 weeks, we say you're happy to be responsible to pay for a theft or a loss, as long as it was something that was not unavoidable. If it's unavoidable, so then you are exempt. So that's where everyone knew ahead of time how long the term was for. The second case we spoke about was also where you knew how long the term was for, but it broke in the middle of the term and it could no longer be used. So according to the Nemuki Yosef, the Sma, and the Nesivas, you remain a Shoel since the owner doesn't know what happened. You still are responsible for anything that happens because he doesn't know anything and you're still responsible. According to all those other posts, the Grah dismissed Moshe Lemos to say, he says it's Ashkenazim hold that way, and if you're a Sephardi, you'll hold like the Luka Yosef, and if you're an Ashkenazi, you'll hold like these others. And so he says you're automatically downgraded because when the thing breaks, your term of She'ela has ended, even though the owner doesn't know about it, and you'll only be responsible for a theft or a loss. Something unavoidable you won't be chayiv for. If you call up the owner, which you should do, and say, it broke, right, that would just be the advice I give someone, when it breaks, call him up and say it's broken. So at that point in time, even according to the Sma and the Nuka Yosef, according to the Sfaidim, at that point in time, you're downgraded to be a Shomer Sachar, and according to Ashkenazim, the Ramah, the Tzos, the Nesivas and the Gra, you're downgraded to be a Shomer Sachar, Shomer Chinam, and according to the Tzos, you're not even a Shomer Chinam anymore. the thing broke and you say, I can't use it, so for sure, according to these poskim, you'll be only a shamachinam, and according to Gitzos, you might not even be a shamachinam. So that was the second case. The third case, which is maybe the most common, is that you borrow something to use for a time that only you know how long it's going to be. It's not like, can I borrow for the kiddush and you know when it's, you're going to return it the next day. Can I read your book? Can I mow the lawn now? I don't know how long it takes you to mow your lawn. And you finish. So the simple understanding, the way these contemporary folks can say, that's going to be the same exact issue as case number two. At this point in time, your she'ela has ended. The owner doesn't know that it's ended. So according to the smat, the Nimuki Yosef, you remain a full-fledged borrower in the Nesivis, you remain a full-fledged borrower in the Rechayim, because he has no way of knowing to pick it up, and you're responsible for anything that happens, even an onus, even something unavoidable. The Machan Ephraim says, it could be that it will be a Machlokas, he brings a Machlokas Rishonim, and these contemporaries say, those that disagree with the Sman and the Nesivis in the second case would disagree here also and say, as soon as you're finished reading the book, mowing your lawn, making your errands with the car, you now are automatically downgraded to be only a Shamar Sachar, and you will not be responsible for something that was unavoidable.